Be it superstition or just an apparition, you suddenly appeared inside my heart. But does this strange romance stand a ghost of a chance?
Welcome to From the Bleachers. I'm your host, as always, Seamus Clancy, coming to you from the wonderful Bleeding Green Nation Radio Podcast Network. Now, I'm recording this about 12:45, Thursday afternoon the 20th. Probably listening to this either Thursday night, Friday morning, this weekend, you got some free time. I'm back. You know, got the in a new apartment. If you're watching this, again, I advise you, I'm doing more YouTube streams with the podcast. Check it out on YouTube, the Bleeding Green Nation YouTube page. Subscribe, give us some thumbs ups, give us some nice comments, only nice comments, and check us out on there just because, you know, getting a little multi-platform. We're going to be putting some of these videos and clipping them from Instagram. Our great producer, Rachel, is doing a wonderful job with that. So be sure to check us out on Instagram, too, at Bleeding Green Insta. I run that, try to bring you great Eagles content all the time. Right now, little Eagles aside for a second. I'm sure a lot of you out there are probably from the Philadelphia region. I know that we have Eagles fans from all over the country, and I know there's people in other countries in general, around the world, who listen to this podcast and BG in general, which is insane and it's hard to fathom. But I know we have some Sixers fans out there for sure. I'm in such Sixers NBA playoff mode. If you're watching on YouTube, I got my, you know, champion Allen Iverson jersey on. I'm ready. The Sixers play Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. I'm going to be amped for that game. I'm not going to the game. I got my season tickets a year or two ago. Kind of worked out well with the COVID season last year. But I'm excited just to – maybe I'll go tailgate. I don't know what the tailgate laws are. I'm not going to the game. It's early as 1. I don't know what the vibe's going to be. 1 o'clock game down the sports complex on a Sunday. That's right in my wheelhouse, as you all know. Feels like an NFC East game, doesn't it? We don't know who the Sixers are going to play yet tonight, Thursday night. Washington will play Indiana. Whoever wins that has the misfortune of getting swept by the Sixers in the first round of playoffs. So I just want to, you know, touch upon that. I don't have a Sixers podcast anymore, so I just want to say, and for the Sixers run, it reminds me of the 2017 Bird season. So if you're from the Philly area and kind of a casual Sixers fan, that's fine. Hop on the bandwagon now. Just because you can't – I'm not like a bandwagon person in general. And I guess this is kind of something we could talk about too as it comes to the Eagles. I remember in 2017 for the Birds, what made it so magical is that legit everyone in the city was behind the team. Doesn't matter if you're some crazy person who has a podcast or someone who listens to every Eagles podcast under the sun, or you're just this, you know, you're this, and I imagine some like 75-year-old person who used to listen to Eagles games on the radio back in the day, or, you know, there's these, you know, your grandma who might not know any players of the on the team or anything like that is getting so excited watching those playoff games in the Super Bowl. And the communal aspect of it is what made it great. I'm not in the place of, I guess you could say, gatekeeping fandom in that way. The only thing I do like that is in terms of making fun of people who are Cowboys fans, not from the Texas area. So that's my one thing. But if you're a bandwagon fan, if you never watched a Sixers game before, hop on this postseason. It's going to be a magical ride. The Sixers have the top seed in the Eastern Conference. Home court advantage through the Eastern Conference playoffs and potentially in the finals, depending on who they play. It's magical. It feels like 2017 to me as regards to the Birds. And, you know, this is the first time the Sixers have that one seed since 2001 when they made the finals. They lost to the Lakers, but Allen Iverson did win the regular season Most Valuable Player award that season. It does have this captivating feeling. So casual Sixers fan on the fence, or you're a diehard like me, let's enjoy this run. We have the Eagles offseason, and we're getting excited. We have Jalen Hurts has this confidence and awe around him. That's great. I'm increasingly liking what I'm seeing from Nick Sirianni. So we have that going on. Philly's, I don't know, kind of mediocre team. Flyers, really bad shape. But we have the Sixers to get us through the NFL season. So let's enjoy that this summer. Great summer vibes. But the focus of today's podcast is going to be, we had the NFL schedule released last week. And this was a great idea that came from Up Top, the former BGN guy, the big boss now, Michael Kist, had the idea of different sites and podcasts ranking the top away game destinations and road trips, however you want to call it, you know, games you want to attend to on the road, ranking that for different teams this season. Obviously, I'm going to be talking about the Eagles. I've only gone to one Eagles road game in my life. Year of the Super Bowl season 2018, I went down to Nashville. I think that was a huge, huge trip because it was in September. It was week 4, great weather, Nashville, fun party city. And we still had that Super Bowl aura and mystique around us. Everyone wanted to go to these games. It's a short flight. It wasn't super expensive. It was quick to get down there. I had seats, went with my girlfriend Ashley, my boy Big Mike, his sister, his girlfriend. Had a really nice time. But unfortunately, as we know, that's the Corey Graham playing the sticks. Eagles blow the game and lose in overtime to Tennessee. Crippling game. Had to walk all the way home to the Airbnb from the Titans stadium because getting an Uber or a cab was an absolute abject disaster. So it was kind of a sucky experience besides just hanging out in Nashville. Went to Hat Show Print, country music. I'm not a country music guy, but I went to the Country Music Hall of Fame just for the hell of it. Had a fun time there. So that's what it's about. I know it's a 50-50 proposition going to an Eagles road game where it's going to either be one of the best experiences of your life or one of the worst experiences, but that just sums up Philadelphia Eagles fandom for you. So the Eagles have, this season specifically, have 9 road games, given that we are now in a 17-game season, and that will alternate by season this year. The AFC teams get an extra home game. Come 2022, the NFC will be the one of receiving, and the Eagles will have 9 home games and 8 road games next year. So we have 9 potential games, 9 potential weekends away, however you want to say it, that you could go to as an Eagles fan this year. So I'm going to rank them for you. Number 9, so we have 9, week 17, January 2nd, at Washington. Washington Stadium, an absolute dump. Landover, Maryland, in the middle of nowhere, impossible to get there. Traffic is a disaster. It's terrible. I don't want to ever go there. Maybe one, time in the future, be in a successful position where I could go to every Eagles game in the season and make a, kind of a career, podcasting, writing, blogging type thing out of it. But right now that's not in the cards for sure. But the situation there is it's just a terrible stadium. It's dilapidated. Is it still called FedEx Field? Yeah. And it's going to be cold. It's January. It's a pain to get down there. It's not like this Washington plays in DC itself. It's far out there in the sticks. It's kind of a crappy setup. I wouldn't want to go there. I remember in 2016, some of my South Philly friends were talking about going to an Eagles road game. It's Wentz's rookie season. We have some excitement bubbling, and they wanted to go to the Washington game. And I ended up not going. They're like, oh, we got these tickets for cheap. And I'm like, on StubHub, they're cheaper than everywhere else. And this is my South Philly friend accent, obviously. They're like, dude, we got to go. We got to get this discount. We got to get it. I'm like, I don't know, man. Something feels off about these ticket prices. I think you're getting scammed. Not scammed, but just something seemed a little off. Something seemed off. And they go there, and they just have a gigantic concrete pillar in front of their face the entire game. Couldn't see crap. Couldn't see jack squat. Terrible stadium. Not worth it. I think it's expensive for tickets otherwise there. Bad time of the year, January. You don't want to be traveling to a game. I guess in the sense that if it was a situation where that game came down, was deciding the NFC East, whether it's, week 17, second to last game of the season now. Got to get used to that week 17 no longer being the final week of the season. Could be coming down to Eagles versus Washington, and that's a possibility. But, not something high on my priority list for sure. Week 8, we have another divisional game. I'm kind of anti, in general, going to divisional games. I think there's a karma element to that where the way Eagles fans have treated divisional foes and fans coming to Philadelphia over the years could catch up with us. Like, going to the Giants game, it's an okay trip in the sense that it's in East Rutherford. Is that what it is? Meadowlands, whatever. Not a Jersey expert, South Philly guy, obviously. And I guess you could take the train up there. It's a quick trip. It's an easier quick trip than Washington. And I like it in the sense that you could just make a day out of it. You don't have to spend a ton of money with an Airbnb and all those things. Maybe you get on one of those bus trips they have coming out of the city. You get someone to rent an RV or whatever. You go up for the day, have some fun, tailgate, whatever. But again, divisional game, not the greatest weather in the world, 11:28. Not really the vibe. I don't really want to go into this thing with a bunch of Giants fans. It could be a situation where the Giants stink and the Eagles are soaring a little bit, and maybe that's a fun trip if you get to go up there with a bunch of Eagles fans and almost take over the Meadowlands. That could be a fun vibe. But otherwise, it's not something that I'm really jonesing for and feel like I need to go see in person. I don't care. Giants game. You could see a miracle, right? We've seen our share of miracles in Eagles-Giants games, as Merrill Reese once said. But again, not something I'd super look forward to. If it's, you know, late in the season, the Eagles are playing well. Hurts is, you know, breaking out Devonta Smith. Looks like he's going to be the, you know, offensive rookie of the year. Maybe you go up there with your friends for the day, your parents, whatever, make a day out of it, your partner, your spouse, whatever. But not something where you're like, oh, you're booking the trip all the way here in the summer in May or June, getting amped for it. It doesn't have that type of pizzazz or juice to me. Week seven, or I should say number seven on the list, not week seven. So the number seven choice I have here is week eight, Halloween at Detroit playing the Lions. I was really bummed. So we have Halloween on a Sunday this year. And Halloween, definitely one of my favorite holidays. 2 years prior in 2019, I had a great Halloween party at my apartment. It was tons of fun. I went as Wolverine. I actually have a Wolverine X-Men hat on right now. If you're viewing this on YouTube, you could check it out. Or if you're listening and want to see the hat, definitely come check this out on YouTube. So I like Halloween. It would have been fun to have a home game for that and maybe go down there and tailgate. What if it was like a Sunday night game or a 4 o'clock game? People are getting crazy and rowdy and all these different costumes and stuff. It could have been a blast. Detroit, not a really desirable city, but it's something different than a divisional game. Maybe go out there. The one thing that I have written here that separates it from maybe being the worst possible trip location is that you could do something fun here where the day before on the 30th, Michigan plays Michigan State in East Lansing. That's an unbelievable. I haven't gone to like a lot of college football games in my life. I only really went to one Notre Dame game when I was in grade school. So that's a situation where if you're making a trip out of it, you get like a train or bus situation, you're driving up there, renting a car, you could catch a great Michigan State, this kind of a classic college football rivalry on, what is it, the 30th, and then come back, regroup, go back to Detroit, and check out the Eagles-Lions game on Halloween itself. So that little aspect, see, this is the thing where if you're planning a trip, you have to consider these factors in there. And that aspect, to me, if I was going out there for some, if I wanted to go to Detroit for some reason, no slight to our boy Tim Robinson, the comedian and sketch comedy writer, you might want to do something bigger there and catching a great college football game like that has this aura to it. That bumps it up for me enough to make it the seventh choice over those two stinky divisional games. And then I struggled with this next choice. There's just not a lot of juice around it. It's choice six, week five, October 10th at Carolina. Carolina, I mean, that could be decent weather, right? Early October, a little farther down south. But Carolina isn't this awesome town. It seems more of a lot of people I went to college with work there as bankers. It's a heavy transplant town, I would say, where it's heavy on the financial industry. So there's no real culture there to me, if that makes sense. There's not a lot to do. It'd be different if the stadium was a lot closer to, let's say, Asheville, North Carolina, which is an attractive city to go to, a lot of fun, kind of has a little bit of a southern hipster vibe to it. That could be a fun trip, but just going to Charlotte to the Panthers game. The Panthers, we have no idea if they're going to be good this season. I'm not really sold on Sam Darnold being a future NFL quarterback. So there's not a lot of juice there, but I will say that something that makes it better than, say, the Detroit game is that it's earlier on in the season, so it's week five. So if there's a situation where the Eagles are out of it by November or December, if you're going this early in the season, even if they are, you know, 2-3 or 1-4 or something, there's still some hope that they could turn around and have a good season. So going to an earlier game is always going to be a little bit better to me than going to a game later in the season if you're planning it all out ahead of time. So that's my two cents there. You know, not a lot there. Just it's a game that I forgot when I was making my list. I forgot that it was even on the schedule. I had to cross some things out or make a new list just because it's like it's just there. It just exists, that game. You know, that game is going to – we're going to have the Fox Sports D team, Z team, whatever you want to say, announcer crew, because no one's going to give one lick about that game. Week 13, so the fifth choice in this list, week 13 – December 5th at New York Jets. So obviously that's the same stadium as where the Giants are playing. And that was our eighth selection. What separates there is there's a little bit of different element playing the Jets. It's a foe. It's an opponent that we're not really used to playing. There's the cool aspect there of Howie Roseman's team going against Joe Douglas' team now that he runs the Jets after being, what is it, the vice president of player personnel for the Eagles during their Super Bowl run. So that's a cool element there. And then you also can see BYU's quarterback, Zach Wilson, during his rookie season. It could be captivating, could stink, but that's just a fun vibe to it where you might be seeing an exciting player, you know, taking off in this league as opposed to watching Daniel Jones and what is it, week 12. It's 1 week apart. So week 12, they play the Giants. Week 13, they go right back up there and play the Jets. I think my dad's cousin, he keeps telling me this. I have no idea this cousin. I don't even know if I've ever met this person, has Jets season tickets. So he would like for us to go up there and I guess tailgate with him or whatever. So maybe that's a personal thing where I have it a little bit higher because it seems like a trip that I might actually go on. But normally, none of these games so far have a lot of juice. None of these games I would really advise going to it unless, again, if it's a, you know, one of those quick trips up to the Meadowlands, that's better. But I wouldn't make a weekend out of any of these things as of right now. So the fourth selection on this, this is where it gets a little bit better, is week 3, September 27th at Dallas on Monday Night Football. Again, I hate Dallas so much. I've been to the Dallas-Fort Worth airport before, and I just felt like it was icky in there. I think I wore Eagles clothes just to be, you know, a Philly scumbag guy. Cowboy Stadium is atrocious. It's like this Death Star-type construction, this hollow thing that is all bark, no bite. So I don't think that's particularly exciting. But again, always seeing a Monday Night Football game I think is dope. Everyone should experience that at some point in their life. You have the element if it's being early in the season, so it's week 3, even if the Eagles were somehow 0-2, there's still juice going into that Cowboys game, whereas if the Eagles play Dallas for the first time in week 12 or 13, you know, one of the two teams could be out of it, and there isn't that excitement over that game. So that's what puts it up there for me earlier in the season. Again, I don't really like going to divisional games, but maybe there's a little bit of an Eagles takeover. You go down there on one of those pre-planned trips. You get one of those travel agency Eagle-specific things going on. And early in the season, you could see Jalen Hurts. Maybe this could be a classic game for all we know. Jalen Hurts versus Dak Prescott on national TV. Jalen Hurts is what? That would be his 7th career start. Maybe he finally takes the leap right there, does it on a national stage. And after that game, everyone's talking about, what is up with this Jalen Hurts kid? Is he going to be the next great quarterback in this league? There's that element to consider that there, and that's why that's the first game I would really, really be super excited in a vacuum as an Eagles fan to go to. Third selection, week 1, September 12th at Atlanta. I don't think Atlanta is this awesome city to visit. No slight if you're from there, but akin to Charlotte, it's a big transplant city where it's an industrial city where obviously people are from Atlanta and from Georgia, but a lot of people there are from other states or other places, other cities, other towns, and come there for work. So it doesn't have this huge, huge cultural center for me. And maybe that's just ignorance on my part, but it is what it is. What puts it up there for me is that it is week 1. It is this NFL season that's returning to normalcy. There might be 100% fans in that capacity. It's a dome. It could be rocking, even though it's a road game. It could be have this good energy, these big vibes going on. So if you want to see, you know, Jalen Hurts' first week 1 start, first season opening start of his career, that's the vibe to go down there with. And the fact that, again, this is the beginning of the season. Everyone loves going to week 1. My favorite day of the year is the Eagles home opener going to that. And it stinks sometimes when it's not the first week of the season because it doesn't really have that same juice, that same energy in the parking lot. But, you know, obviously it is still fun. So if you want to experience that, go down to Georgia, get some of those lemon pepper wings, have some fun doing that. And the Eagles have had some misfortune playing down in Atlanta in week 1 in the past. That happened in 2015. Chip Kelly's last year as Eagles head coach went down to Atlanta and lost in week 1. I believe that was on Monday Night Football. And then back in 2005, as the Eagles went to defend their NFC crown after losing to the Patriots in the Super Bowl, that game was also on Monday Night Football. That's the famous one where Ike Reese got tossed for getting into an argument or fight, however you want to say it, before kickoff. And or it was either that or Ike Reese got Jeremiah Trotter. I think that might have been the story tossed from the game because they were going at it with the Falcons players. It was really fun to watch, but obviously when the Eagles lost, doesn't carry the same mystique, and you're kind of angry at those mistakes after the fact. One thing that akin to the way you could see Michigan play Michigan State down in Athens the day before Georgia plays UAB, obviously Alabama, Birmingham, not this football powerhouse, but if you just want to see Georgia play football, one of the best teams in the country could be, you know, DeAndre Swift, Philly guy, used to play there if you're into that vibe. And that's the day before. So, again, if you're making a trip out of it, doing something like that and catching a college game early in the season down there could be a blast. Catching the Eagles first, you know, Nick Sirianni's first game as a head coach. Again, akin to the way that I thought the Monday Night Football game in Dallas could be this coming out party for Hurts, the Eagles, Sirianni, Smith. That same vibe exists for week one against Atlanta, against the Falcons, but to a greater degree, obviously, since it is the first game of the season. Now the top two, I think people could have 3 through 9 in any order they want. 1 and 2 in some order should be agreed upon across the board. So my number two selection is probably what's going to be the majority of people's number one selection. So number two, I have week 7, October 24th in Vegas against the Raiders. I like to party, I like to tailgate, I like to have fun. It's part of my brand, obviously. I don't think I'm a Vegas guy. I'm not a big gambler in the casino type. Once in a while, I'll throw money on the Eagles or, you know, the NBA playoffs and stuff like that. I make my football bets on Sundays, but I'm not like a blackjack player or a craps player, any of those things. That's just not what I want to do. That's not what I like to do. And there's an excess there. And again, if that's your vibe, if that's what you're going to do, Vegas should be atop your trip list. You should go to Vegas. And I'm sure the joke I've been making is every guy in Philly's looking to go buy an engagement ring so that he's able to get his bachelor party set up for an Eagles trip to Vegas this fall, you know, rushing to do that. Hey, babe, I got to go. Me and the boys are going to go to Vegas for the weekend. I'm going to probably lose my phone, so don't call or text. And, you know, that's a fun vibe. We finally have football in Vegas. Last year was the first of it, but we're going to have a full stadium now. It's a unique thing. The Eagles have never played in Las Vegas before. Going to be awesome weather, obviously, down there and out there in Vegas. I shouldn't say down there, out there. And just something different, and it's probably be a bit more, probably the most expensive of these trips. So if you have the money, you want to do it, go for it. You'll have a blast, win or lose for the Eagles. You'll have one of the most memorable weekends of your life. It'll be great. It'll be a blast. It'll be fun. But I don't think I will specifically be going this year. So, again, that's probably most people's selection. And if it is yours, no qualms about it. I understand why you put it up there. It's my second choice for a reason. It's going to be a banger of a weekend. There will probably be tons and tons of Eagles fans out there. It's this destination. And especially if you have Eagles fans that are displaced throughout the country, if you have Eagles fans in California and Arizona, Texas, all across the country, that's a big convergence point where everyone is going to want to go to that game. And, you know, the Raiders do have a dedicated fan base, or at least they did when they played in Oakland. I don't really know how that fan base is adjusting to the transition to Las Vegas. Personally, if I was a Raiders fan, I wouldn't give one crap about them anymore if they moved out of my city. I know there's a lot of stuff going there with local government, stadium building, you know, taxpayer funding stadiums there. And I support the city for not just giving into them super easily. But I don't know if my fandom would translate. If the Eagles went and started playing in West Virginia, I don't think I'd give a crap about them anymore. I guess that's a geographical close comparison, I guess. So if you want to go to that game, I bet that's the top of most people's list. Probably have an awesome time, but not the number one choice for me. What I would pick. So my number one selection, drum roll. Blah, 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 we have week 10, November 14th at Denver against the Broncos. I've been trying to go to Denver for a minute. I had a trip booked right before COVID for Denver. I had to cancel it because of COVID. I tried to book it again, and then I had to actually cancel twice because of COVID, because I thought, you know, last summer things were going to be changing, things were going to be different, but they obviously weren't. So I canceled that trip again. So maybe, finally, potentially, maybe I will get to go to Denver and, you know, base it around. Maybe I go out there for 5 or 6 days and see the Eagles play out there. A lot to do in Denver. Great, you know, bar, brewery scene. If you're a little bit of an adventurer, you're a little bit of an outdoors person, outdoorsman, outdoors woman, however you identify yourself, there's a lot to do in Denver. blast. It's just a different vibe and something that I'm not used to, being such a, you know, city type Northeast Philly, not Northeast Philly, Northeast United States person. Obviously, I'm a South Philly guy. It's a different situation, a different climate, a different geography. And if you're going there for more than just that weekend, if you're making an entire week-long vacation out of it, that could be really fun, especially if, you know, the Raiders trip is one that you go with maybe with all your childhood or high school or college friends. But the Denver trip feels like one you might go with your partner or your parents or some of your extended family members too, because that's a fun situation. Do some outdoorsy stuff, hit all these different breweries, you know, have this different weather thing where you're in one part of the state, it could be hot, another part it's freezing cold. It's different. It's fun. And, you know, gotta rep your, get your Patagonia on, gotta get your Columbia quarter zips on, and gotta get that Denver vibe. And also the Denver airport has this crazy New World Order conspiracy art all over the airport that is like really controversial and part of crazy conspiracy theories that I'd love to see in person. And I'd be remiss not to mention, and I'm sure this is some people's reasoning for why they want to see an Eagles game in Denver, is that there are some, I'm going to be smart about saying this, there are some rules in Denver, regulations, I guess you could say, for the selling of certain products that differs from the federal laws in the United States and from the laws in Philadelphia itself. So you could go there and you could buy certain products that are not legal to buy recreationally in Philadelphia. You can enjoy them in the city in this crazy, beautiful weather that has, whether it's, you know, breezy and chilly out. You take in, look at up the mountain ranges, this beautiful geography, naturalistic landscape. And you could, you know, check out these products that are legal there. That might float your boat, to put it nicely. You could be into that aspect of it and base your trip around that maybe. And then maybe you go to the Eagles game. They have a big win. You come home, you eat something, and then you watch the Sunday night football game on your couch in your Airbnb or hotel, and then you melt into your bed or couch, wherever you're staying. Just throwing it out there, that might be some people's reasoning to go to the Denver game. I'm not saying it's mine. I'm not saying it's mine, but that would be a fun element if you're making it a week-long, 5-6-day trip rather than just a weekend trip. Denver, beautiful city, really want to go there. Again, with work, with BGN, NBC Sports Philadelphia, it's kind of hard to predict what my schedule and work situation will be so far ahead of time. But if the stars align, I'd really love to go out to Denver this year. And if I do, I'd love to see some of your listeners or viewers out there. If you're going to the Denver game, hit me up. Maybe we'll do like a mini tailgate. We'll hook up, go to a brewery, do some kind of BGN meetup out there even. Maybe we'll meet at some brewery or bar. Maybe there's an Eagles bar out there that I'm not even aware of. We can meet up there, you know, for drinks on a Saturday afternoon or something like that. Have a blast. Have a good time. So that's it for me. To recap, we have, just to finish up, so go in reverse order, the worst trips to the best this season. You have week 17 at Washington, week 12 at New York Giants, week 8 at Detroit, week 5 at Carolina, week 13 at New York Jets, week 3 at Dallas, week 1 at Atlanta, week 7 at Las Vegas, and week 1 at Denver to watch the Broncos. And the thing with the Broncos is I don't think that team's going to be great given their quarterback situation. So that's a situation where if you go out there, I think you have a decent chance of catching an Eagles win, which, as we said, the way that Nashville trip has this bad taste in my mouth a little bit because the Eagles lost in crazy disappointing fashion. Going out there, having an amazing few days out there, and then seeing an Eagles win is just the cherry on the cake, cherry on the ice cream, however you want to say it. So that's it for me. Seamus Clancy here. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @Seamus_Clancy. Be sure to read BleedingGreenNation.com. Follow me. I run the BGN Instagram at @BleedingGreenInsta. And if you love my podcast, if you love my tweets, if you like my writing on BGN, be sure to check out my Philadelphia sports newsletter, Patreon.com/Seamus_Clancy. From Broad Street with Love, bringing you great Eagles, Sixers, Phillies, Flyers talk every Monday through Friday morning. Check it out. You'll love it if you like this podcast and my tweets. That's it for me. Hope you're able to enjoy. Hope you're vaccinated. Hope you're able to enjoy a post-pandemic world, and you can get out to some of these trips. And if I will be going there, I'll be sure to post about it on social media and on the BGN site. So hopefully we could do these meetups, because that was kind of my vibe when I got to BGN in 2019, that I would have the at the Eagles home tailgates would be this home for people to meet up if they're from out of town, to spot the tailgate or, you know, want to meet up for a couple of beers before we go in. So ideally, if it's a situation where I'm hitting some of these road games again, maybe we could do these meetups and bring those communal elements of Eagles fandom that I love so much directly to you all out there. So again, that's it for me. Seamus Clancy, keep bleeding green.
BGN.